Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 2nd of December. Yes, that's December. And as ever, here are three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And if I'm feeling a little bit exhausted this morning, well, that's because I've had quite an interesting weekend. I was actually in charge of, or looking after, 4 6-year-olds on a Tommy tourist trip round London. And even in that, I think I learned quite a lot. One of the things we suggest to our clients when we're on programmes is to stand in someone else's shoes or stand in your customer's shoes. It's a great way to sort of get a different perspective of what's really going on. And I have to say, having spent a weekend with Christopher, Louis, Henry and Lydia, I learned a lot. Some of the things I learned was that Big Ben is cool, Buckingham Palace is absolutely awesome, and things like the Tower of London and the London Eye really are amazing. And I have to say again, Big Ben is really cool. But really, 3 things I did learn was that, well, the view from 3 feet is very different from 5'8". iPhones and iPads do some pretty amazing things with photographs that I had actually no idea about. And I've also learned how important it is who sits where and when we're on the taxi, when we're in the tube. And the other one is that Big Ben is cool. But the point is this. I did actually learn a lot, and one of the things I learned was just by being in a completely different perspective, having 4 6-year-olds opens your eyes. And one of the things you might want to think a bit about is, do you ever actually look at things from your customer's perspective, from your colleague's perspective, from other people's departments? So actually stand in other people's shoes and see what you can learn. And idea 2 is to develop this, and it's a nice little story about adding a personal touch. And it actually comes from a recruitment consulting client of mine who was on a leadership program we were running last week. And she told us a great story about how she got in front of a prospect that she'd been trying to contact for ages. And the usual emails, phone calls hadn't really worked. And this quite high-profile business person who she was trying to target was featured in an article in the Yorkshire Post, our local business newspaper. And in it, he said that one of his favourite films was Blazing Saddles. She promptly went out, bought a copy of the DVD, and sent him it with a little personalised note. He was very impressed and replied, asking to come and see him straight away. And what I'm trying to sort of say here, I'm not saying just send videos and DVDs to people, but it's about personalising the experience. And it's a great way of doing that to stand out from the crowd. And I'll end with some bad news for business leaders. Less than half of your people believe that their manager knows how to motivate their performance. And one of the things that we're sort of saying here is there's a report that's come out that suggests that only 52% of people believe their manager knows how to motivate them. 27% of UK employees said they feel regularly fulfilled at work. Only 35% said they're happy. And 52% said they were actually satisfied with the recognition they had for their work. What was interesting, however, 75% of workers said they were happy with the relationship with their manager. In other words, this report suggests that they like their managers, but they're not doing a very good job. So a couple of things you might want to think a bit about. Do you actually know what motivates and demotivates the people in your team? Want to ask them? I'd also suggest go out of your way to spot people doing things well. Find ways to spot people doing things well and let them know that you're doing it. And the last one that you might want to consider, I've talked about this before, but it's worth a try, a little exercise called Stop, Start, Continue, which helps you measure up as a leader. And you get your people to tell you what they think you should stop doing, start doing, continue doing. Listen to what they say and do something about it. Right, have a great week. Take care. Bye.